Hi, dear Emily, I hope you're fine. You said in the morning that I somehow have caused you to change your beliefs. You know, all I meant was well. I just wanted to help you because I have gone through all these and I know how it feels. This change of beliefs that is called sometimes deconstruction of beliefs, if I'm not mistaken, is a very painful process. It's not easy. I used to be a believer myself, and when exactly in this form Zavanchanas, almost 4 years ago, someone challenged my beliefs and I couldn't convince him, I couldn't give him a proper answer, so I began questioning my own beliefs and searching about them and thinking critically about them. So I started to change my beliefs, and after a while I changed my whole system of beliefs entirely. So, you know, I have gone through all these and I know how it feels. It's a very painful process. I went through this painful process when I was 23 or 4, but you are still 17 or 18 years old. I'm not sure, but I think you're about this age. So it's better for you. I think you are more ahead of guys like me. I have wasted a lot of my time in those false beliefs. But you can just change these false beliefs. And I'm not saying that they're totally false. You know, I have searched a lot about them, and we can discuss and talk about them if you like. I don't want to impose my beliefs, I mean, on anyone else. But, so because you are younger and you have encountered this challenge in a younger age, it's better for you. You will not waste a lot of time like us. But there's a problem. Every person will face this challenge of void. I like to call this a void. You know, back then we felt assured that someone else just was looking at us from above, and the whole life had a meaning. But now all these beliefs are destroyed, so we feel some void, and this is very terrible. This is scary. It's not easy. That's what I called the painful process. So this void, I think we should fill it with some other more healthy beliefs. And I'm telling these all from my own personal experience, and I hope they would help you. This painful void, I think, can be filled somehow with thinking critically and studying more. You know, you don't have to be a firm atheist. There are other systems of theism which face little or no challenges from, like, the problem of evil, like pantheism. This pantheism, I really like that. Even Einstein, the great scientist, said that he believes in the pantheistic God, in the God of Spinoza. this pantheism, P-A-N, and theism. That's how it's spelled. Is a very good substitute for previous theists that no longer find their past belief convincing, but they can replace it with this pantheism. It's a very beautiful worldview, and you can search a lot about it. And yeah, there are, and also this Hafez that I have told you before, you know, he was a theist still, but he had his own system of beliefs, and somehow he was actually excommunicated by Muslims, and he is still excommunicated from some firm believers in Islam. But he was still a believer in some idea of God. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be a God or a religion or a faith that our parents taught us. We can search, we can study and find better concepts of religion and God. It doesn't necessarily mean that we should be atheists. And also, there are other things like Stoicism, like Epicureanism. They help a lot to fill this painful and scary void. And in general, I mean by studying more, and it doesn't need to be a hard list of books. A few books can be enough. One of them I will send you below the picture of it. I haven't read this book, but I'm going to. This is very famous, and actually Mr. Malikian, one of the great philosophers of our country, has recommended it. It's a very good and useful book. I think you can get a lot of benefits from reading this single volume. Sorry I talked a lot, you know, because I understand this void when someone loses all his past beliefs, how it feels. It's not easy. I have felt it myself, and it was not easy, really, to be honest. It wasn't easy at all, and it's still not easy. I'm still continuing to search and examine different worldviews and ideas and to pick the good ones. You know, I'm not claiming that I'm a know-it-all. Far from it. I'm just a student like other people here. But I like to help people that are going through things that I have gone through. So I hope these things are helpful for you. If any question, if you have any question, I'm here to answer as much as I can. Yeah, thank you for listening, and goodbye for now.